banter for a little bit before we actually start. Wake us up.
Did you watch any of the SAG Awards?
No.
Or do you follow them at all? Or
no.
It's one of those things, like Screen Actors Guild?
No.
What about the Film Actors Guild?
Look, okay. It's one of those things where it's like you watch that and you're like, oh, it's like, this is what, you know.
Eric.
Maybe Ball. Oscar, you know, sort of Oscar's shit, right? Mm-hmm. I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is going to win Best Picture, unless there's some kind of like gigantic upset.
Yeah. Because
God, it won everything. It won. Kahe Kwan won supporting male actor. Jamie Lee Curtis won supporting female actor.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's sweeping the whole thing. It's crazy. It's
an original show. It's
I mean, yeah.
So yeah, I haven't seen Everywhere.
Oh, it's awesome. You'd love it.
Well, but the funny thing about it is when we saw our friend this past weekend, the only thing I know about the movie is her description. And she was like, yeah, they just like have to shove things up their ass and mm-hmm, go to
There's the butt plug part. There's the part with the hot dog fingers. There's the part with the rocks with the eyes on them. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of wacky shit going on in that movie. It's a great movie. But it's also like really well written. It's not just like crazy stuff happening. It's like the core story and characters are all really well fleshed out and smart. It's like that.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis the mom?
No, Jamie Lee Curtis is a side character. The mom is Michelle Yeoh, who have you ever seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yes.
She's the female lead in that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. She's automatically cool.
Oh, she's a great actress. She's fantastic. She's been in a billion things.
Mm.
But what else is nominated? I don't think The Whale's up for Best Picture.
What's it hosted on?
Really? I mean, I can kind of see that.
I know.
It's shot. Yeah. Like a play.
I know Brendan Fraser is up for lead actor, which, I mean...
Yeah, he did a great job.
Give it to him, you know?
Yeah.
And that'd be a feel... I mean, I haven't seen The Whale, and I probably won't, because it doesn't look like something I would enjoy. It made me too sad and upset.
Yeah.
But, I refuse to watch it.
But
I'm still mad you made me watch Fried Green Tomatoes last week.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's a great
movie. Well, she was like, yeah, it's a little...
Yeah.
You were like, it's a little sad.
Yeah, it's a little sad, but you'll be happy at the end.
No. You said it was a little sad, but like I told you this weekend, I was like, I was not you said it's a little sad. I wasn't prepared to sob. I wasn't.
See, the only thing that really gets me in stuff like that is when a dog dies, and that's when I'm just ruined. Mm. I can't watch any. Well, I can, but it all just. Oh, yeah, be Waterworks City if a dog dies. I was playing the new Yakuza, and there's a side story where a shitty samurai kills somebody's dog because it pissed him off, and I'm just like, I'm a mess. I'm just like, oh puppy.
Well, that brings us to today's episode of the Level Zero Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
They probably didn't hear it.
Probably did.
Welcome to the Level Zero Podcast, your source for dog news and also the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Welcome.
That's if I don't cut anything out.
Oh, come on.
So
do you want to talk about the CPU launch?
Yeah, we can.
It's fine.
Because that came out today.
Yeah, the 7950X3D with your 3D V-Cache and all that. Business. Yeah, I did the main channel video, you did the Linux channel video, and we just got it out and wasn't really any trouble. Was there anything interesting testing it?
I think what was interesting about testing was the most interesting part was setting it up. It was a whole document just to set it up.
Yeah, the
Did you see that?
Yeah, I used a little.
It was like, go to command prompt.
Yeah, I used a little bit of that for B-roll. It's like one of the things where it's got the uneven numbers of the things on the CCD or whatever, you know? And that seems like a big old pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I think it was, well, obviously it was Wendell who did it, so I didn't really have a part in that. But he seemed frustrated that the first time... Like what his first pass when he just went about trying it for the first time, it wasn't meeting the performance standards. Oh, yeah. And he was like, this is too much. Mm. I wish it was a lot simpler to set up, because I think he ended up just saying like, well, I guess it's not our scores are going to be a little bit lower than what the reviewer's guide has.
Right.
So in some games, it was like, we couldn't get it up there. I don't know.
Here's the thing about that CPU, though, is it's so expensive. It doesn't seem like you should really be using it to play games with. Like, is it that much better than the 5800X3D?
Based off of the... From the Linux point of view, because I didn't really watch your video, but from the Linux video and the Phoronix testing that he did, it seemed like the 5950X did better.
That's true. The whole thing is just like...
It's because of the cache.
Yeah, the cache is weird.
How much more expensive is the 3D versus the...
Significantly, like maybe what is it? I'm not.
Is it cheaper or more expensive?
I
think the new CPU that just came out was like $700,
which is absurd.
Okay,
it's like competing with the 13900KS though. So, but here's the thing. So because of the cache shenanigans with like quick things, I think this is what Wendell said. I could be like getting it wrong. With quick benchmarks, quick compiling, like with the Linux benchmarks, it didn't do as well, but like the overtime stuff, the things that take a long time,
where it has chances to cache things,
it wins there. But
so it's probably just like use case, you know?
Yeah, like what are you going to be doing with it?
I am going to be playing Dwarf Fortress. Which CPU is best for me?
Oh my gosh. Dwarf Fortress can run on anything, can't it?
Well, great. I'll take the most expensive one you have.
For real, though, it's a good game.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
Never played it.
It's too much.
It's not. It's barely a game.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah. It's more like
I'm ready for like the Steam launch.
It launched on Steam like a month or two ago.
Oh,
and it's basically just a chaos simulator.
I don't actually care.
Look. It's fine.
I'm feeling very apathetic today.
Yeah, it's all right. We all have days like that. I just ate a whole bunch of tonkatsu curry from this place in town and I'm like, I'm amped.
Yeah.
Right.
It was
an established restaurant in town that I didn't know did curry.
Yeah, there's
and
some
they normally do sushi.
The one you're thinking about isn't open yet. They're not.
No, they are open.
No, I think I know the one she's talking about, and yeah, they do sushi. They're typically a sushi and hibachi place.
And they do that.
And then they do that, and they do pho.
Trying not to dox ourselves.
I'm gonna. You're talking about. And I'll put food there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Both of the locations are open now.
Yeah. So they used to have like a Vietnamese place where they did pho.
We can't give them too many details. They're going to figure out where we're
from. They did pho and banh mi, like the Vietnamese sandwiches, which are like godlike. If you've never had one,
I've never had a banh mi.
Oh, they're dope. I think they stopped doing that. And then I guess recently they just started doing pho and like katsu curry again. Mm. Holy shit. It was pretty good. It's some pretty good katsu curry. It's not as good as the stuff you can get at in the large city near us, but it's pretty dope.
Hot take. I've tried it. It's a glorified TV dinner.
What?
Ooh.
What? Shots.
How dare you?
Maybe I had something different. No, I had the katsu curry, yeah.
From the place I'm talking about?
Yes.
I don't know, son. I don't know if I can truck with that.
No, I had it from the new place.
Oh, that's where I had it from.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Eh.
It was crispy. The tonkatsu was crispy. I don't know.
You talking about the restaurant in the city that I live in?
No.
Oh. This is...
Yeah, maybe you just don't like Japanese curry.
We're still talking about bleep.
Maybe you just don't like Japanese curry.
No,
your thing.
I have had it.
Oh, you just didn't like it from here.
When I was in college, I had a friend named Mizuki.
Uh-huh.
He was from Japan, and he made me some curry, and it was the most delicious thing.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
To ever. Yeah.
Did he use, like, the blocks of the roux that you get at the store, or did he, like, make his own roux? Because making your own roux is some badass shit.
Nah, he used the blocks.
Oh, that's fine.
Like the golden whatever.
Yeah, the golden curry. It's fine. My favorite one of those is the Vermont curry. It's got a little sweetness. It's pretty good. Anyway, let's talk about Japanese food. What's your favorite Japanese food?
I like ramen.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever had real ramen with tare?
Probably not, no.
And oil.
There's a place, yeah, the oil. Yeah. There's a place in tell you shit. Okay. There's a place near us that I'll tell you about after we get off here that does some bomb ass ramen. That,
yeah. Is it?
Oh God, that place sucks.
I've never been anywhere else.
Well, it doesn't suck, but it's not, you know, it's not. Listen, okay, it's not up to the standards of ramen quality that I expect. Anyway, technology.
Yeah, has there been anything else at work? I was kind of like, I had nothing to do last week except Friday,
where yeah, basically.
I did the Linux video in one day.
Yeah, I've just been kind of puttering around.
Yeah.
No, I've done things.
Yeah, you had an international keyboard.
Oh yeah, this
thing. Well, it's kind of interesting actually. It wasn't international.
I thought you were taking it to Europe.
Oh yeah, we sold
shit,
our.
I'm sorry. I keep hitting the table. I can't sit still.
That was the thing that happened. We had someone from. We normally send the keyboard controllers through USPS, mm-hmm. but this was from Europe, so we had to UPS it to the person, and it was. I was like, "Aw, our first European customer for the keyboards."
And did it turn out like this person had like a whole mess of problems? Like that, this is the same person, right?
No, it's a different person. Oh, okay. This person was much closer. But
well, that's good at least.
Yeah, he got the controller from us. And I wouldn't say it was a whole mess of problems. I would say it's more like his keyboard was definitely very old, mm-hmm. and the ribbons were a little sketchy. So then when we got it, he made a deal with Wendell, which Wendell's very approachable, and mm-hmm. the worst he can say is no, so you right, might as yeah. well, you know, if you can get him to respond to you, might as well.
Which, mostly, it's through the forum, like, if you don't...
Yeah, you gotta talk to Wendell through the forum.
If you try to talk to him on YouTube, he's probably not gonna answer you.
If you talk to him on YouTube, if you talk to him... Honestly, if you message us on Patreon and say, like, I have a question for Wendell, it would be much more efficient to just go to the forum
yeah,
and say, really. Like, at Wendell... mm-hmm. Help, but anyway, this guy made a deal with Wendell. He sent us his keyboard, and Wendell, I'm pretty sure, just charged him shipping to do it. Mm-hmm. So we fixed the keyboard, the soldering and everything, and we ended up having to use conductive ink on the ribbons to the keyboard, and we actually had to cut off some of the ribbon because. It was too long. but anyway, it's fixed now. And Wendell was like, it's working. He was like surprised.
It's working. Booting.
It's working.
That's for all you old heads out there.
It's booting.
I went with Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Ask me anything about Star Wars.
Wait, hold on. So he was like.
What kind of keyboard should they use?
That's a great question. Go ahead.
He was like. Tell the guy to never open it again.
Mm.
He was like, it's working. Don't open it ever.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't open it ever. Just plug it in and use it. Wendell actually has to fix the QMK for the boards because sometimes the LEDs are backwards because it depends on how your Model M is set up. So what he mm-hmm. has on there isn't the same for all the models.
Hmm.
Cool.
That was fun. It was fun to work on and try to figure out the problem.
Yeah.
I'm making a guide mm-hmm. on the level one forum. And I plan on making, and I told you about this, I plan mm-hmm. on making a video so that people can follow along because I know there's documentation and like on the GitLab for it and a few things, but I mean, it's just not all in one central place.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the thing that you could say to... rebuttal that is, well, we said this was a DIY kit.
Right.
But when there's absolutely no, not no guide, but, you know.
Yeah, you might be someone who has a model and keyboard, but you know, you've never dissected it, you know, so you don't know what you're going to be doing.
Right, and there's, like, jumpers, and depending on what model you have, you'll need a different jumper.
So doing a video on the different types of Model M keyboards mm-hmm. that require different configurations of the control board. Yeah. That you got that, and you guys still need to do the
I'm Steam Deck. I'm farting around with this thing you can do on the Steam Deck where it's like you can. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before. You can run like Wii U, 3DS, and DS stuff,
and like, use it as the controller.
Yeah, so you have the Steam Deck screen as your bottom screen, and the monitor screen as your top screen. And since the Steam Deck screen can be touched, it works like that. Mm. But I need to get a cable or a converter before I really get that worked out. But we've got an outline of the video, and it'll be fairly soon before we get that done, I think.
Yeah.
But
I can say something. The home server video that we were talking about with the hat mm-hmm. going on multiple thumbnails, it's been put on hold for a little bit. Wendell's gotta try to figure out, because essentially what he did was make a video that is all those other videos combined, you know? So like it kind of, he was just restating the same thing.
A little redundant.
Yeah, and there was nothing new to say. So he's gonna be redoing that eventually. But with the CPU thing last week, that kind of took over, so.
Right.
I played with my dog. That's what I did.
Hoagie?
Yes, Hoagie.
While at work?
Yeah.
If you don't know, Grant works from home.
Yeah, I mostly work from home. It's just it's easier on me. I live a decent bit away. And
you live in the city that we cut earlier?
No.
Not anymore. I moved. But I still live a decent bit away. But,
yeah, not a whole lot happened.
Yeah, it was pretty dead. So let's talk about The Last of Us or something. I don't know.
Yeah. The Last of Us.
This show's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you watch the new episode that came out like yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's all caught up. I'm on episode, I think, 6.
I can't be caught up. Too much Elden Ring to play.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. How deep in? Oh yeah. You beat Renala.
Well, it's not just that. Like I've done everything that I can before I beat bosses, so I've already been to like the Altus Plateau.
So you've done Lierna of the Lakes, and have you gone up north to where the Cadian Manor is and fought like a Loretta? Have you found the towers, the three sisters, kind of up north in the Lierna region? No,
but I did fight the big worm boy.
Oh yeah, that guy's a dick.
Flaming.
The magma worm.
Yeah, I beat him.
So yeah, go. You should go to the Cadian Manor because there's some good. I'm saying Cadian. That's a Warhammer 40K thing. Carrion Manor. Oh, the Cadians got their planet blown up when the Great Eye opened up. But I'm talking about the Carrion Manor. Welcome to the level zero.
Travel is powered by the warp is powered by the dead. The warp emperor.
Yeah, that's right. The dead emperor kills.
What are you doing,
Marge? Try to understand. As a jock, it is my duty to give nerds a hard time.
Nerd! That's what you guys are.
Nerds.
Talk about Elden Ring. The lore.
And Warhammer 40K, which is even nerdier than Elden Ring. I painted like 4 miniatures this week.
Amber, we can't talk too much. We played D&D.
We did play D&D.
I've played D&D for a long time. I'm not in the middle of a game right now.
How do you think the session went?
I thought it went well.
Really? I'm glad you didn't kill us.
Me too. That's I am nice. The DM.
Yeah, and, Autumn is the DM.
I had them going through some cave systems.
Giant crawfish infested.
Yep.
And we didn't get to the big bag because we left.
Well, yeah,
because
you went into where the big bad was before you rested, so I was like trying my hardest to keep you guys away from the big bad so I wouldn't kill you, because I have accidentally killed characters in the past and I feel bad for it.
So
I want to purposely mean it, not by accident.
Right. You don't want to accidentally disintegrate someone.
Like, right.
Like they're never going to let you live that down.
Nope.
You take 40 points of disintegration damage? What? No, what kind
of... I am unconscious? Oh, wait, no, did you say disintegration? Oh, I'm dead. Oh, Dungeons & Dragons. Let us know your favorite Dungeons & Dragons
moments.
Hashtag D&D moments.
Yeah.
What's your favorite D&D race?
I don't really have one.
Don't have one?
Yeah.
What about you?
You look at me so expecting. I don't know. I really enjoy a good gnome.
I like gnomes. I like halflings and dwarves. Give me a short guy. I always want to play a short guy.
We've talked about this before. Did we talk about it on this podcast, though?
No. No, we didn't. We were thinking about what D&D race all of us would be at level one.
Yeah.
And so I think we decided that I'd be the halfling.
Uh-huh.
Grant, you love gnomes, so you'd be
the gnome. No, I would be the halfling because I'm taller than you, and you would be the gnome.
Okay, and I'd be the gnome.
And then you'd be the dwarf.
Yeah!
And then Ryan is human.
Chris is an elf.
Chris is an elf.
Chris is a wolf. A wolf?
A wolf.
Well,
I want to be a wolf.
I meant to say wood elf.
Yeah, she could be a wood elf or
Chris
an
is a wood elf.
How badass would it be to be a wolf?
You're getting into some Omega universe stuff.
No.
Or at least a dog.
Krista would be a wood elf. And I think... What did we say Wendell would be?
Wendell would be like a sage. Like, where he would, like, transcend his physical being and, like, exist as a being of pure energy.
Wait, but what... we had said something.
I like dwarves.
I kind of think he would be, like, a really smart orc. Like, I see that for Wendell.
In the orc?
Yeah, I think he would be, like, because he's big, man. Wendell's big.
Well, he's tall.
Yeah.
He's a tall fella, yeah. He's, like, what, 6'3"?
Yeah. He's also pretty strong.
Yeah.
Wendell is really strong.
He's big, man. Like, so I think he would, but he's, like, he's incredibly smart, so he would be a really smart orc.
Or, like, a Goliath.
Oh, yeah, Goliath.
He'd be a Goliath. Yeah. Really smart Goliath. He's just so tall.
The way he just, like, power lifts server racks.
I mean, he's
up and downstairs.
He's over a foot and a half taller than me.
That's not saying that much.
Rude.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Good Lord.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can cut that if you want me to.
No, you can keep it. So everyone knows now that I'm short.
I'd like to make a public apology.
You're not much taller than me.
No, I didn't say I was.
We at Level Zero Techs would like to apologize for everyone affected by Autumn's insensitive comments.
Just to go on record, since no one will have to ask, I'm 5 feet tall. No one has to ask now.
Grant, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'11 and a half.
Are you doing that man thing where you, like, say you're taller than you actually
are?
No,
I'm actually, if I did that, I would say 6 feet. I'm okay. Like 5'11 and a half.
I believe you, yeah. Because you are tall.
You are tall.
My dad was, like, the same height, and my mom is always like, he always just said 6 feet, but he was 5'11 and a half. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to be a man, and I'm going to own up to my...
There you go.
Not 6 feetness.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's like, it's funny because you're a tall guy, Grant. And then, like, when you're standing in the studio next to Wendell.
Oh, yeah.
And the table.
No, go to the Mr. video. Grant is almost pretty much, he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Look how small he looks compared to Wendell. And he's 6 feet tall. Like, when I stand next to Wendell, I am a halfling.
I've taken a picture of you where you, like, go into the studio after Wendell has filmed and your head is, like, barely cresting over the table.
You know how in, like, the old X-Men comic books, like, Colossus would pick up Wolverine and throw him at people? You think Wendell could do that to you? Like,
maybe.
It is ridiculous when I go in to do something because I'll have to, like, you know when some, like, you know, some's high up and you gotta get, like, mm-hmm. You gotta really get up there. I have to put my arms up, like, my elbows on up there and then try to get it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I realize that's stupid and I just lower the table.
Right.
But I'm not used to tables moving.
Yeah, there's a button that lowers and raises the table.
Right next to us here, we got a...
Oh, yeah, Ryan's.
Ryan's cool table. Desk with a computer in it.
And I'm just...
Which is on a video you can see in Level 1 Techs.
Oh.
It's the Lian Lee.
Yeah, it's a Lian Lee. It's from, like, 2017, something like that. Late 2017. Mm-hmm. I remember editing that video.
I remember...
I remember.
I am a
Corda Custom Nickel.
Nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. That's a reference for all the kids out there.
Did you ever get a nickel with the buffalo dingle dangle on it?
Can't say what? I have. No.
You remember that? What are you talking about?
It's that Bob Marley song, Buffalo Nickels.
Buffalo Nickels. No, yeah. Like when they changed the back of the nickel, like back in like 2005.
I was not aware they did this.
Yeah. They have buffaloes on them now, but there was a time where the buffalo had a dingle dangle.
Oh, it had a wiener.
It did.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know what you meant by dingle dangle.
I have never said dingle dangle.
Can I say penis?
There's a lot of different words, so I guess dingle dangle time.
Do you remember when they did all the quarters that were like, every state gets a quarter?
Yeah,
so
I used to collect all of those.
I did too. I did. I had a little binder. And
the last quarter state that I ever got, because it was forever to find, was a Kentucky quarter.
Yeah, the Kentucky ones were, they were rare. They were high quality.
Yeah. When my grandfather passed, he mm-hmm. had books of collecting quarters, mm-hmm. and he has like complete ones.
Yeah.
You know, if one day, I bet they'll be worth money.
I mean, they are.
No, worth at least more.
25 cents a piece.
No, worth more money.
Oh, okay.
Because they stopped printing those,
yeah, because
right?
then yeah, they did the yeah. provinces and mm-hmm. territories, and then they did, like, national parks, and I think they're on state.
Here's a banger. You remember the Sacagawea dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old head
I remember
thing.
Going to Burger King and buying myself Ooh. Some stuff with a gold
Chicken
dollar.
Fries?
I don't remember
Are
what
talking
it was.
About BK Stacker?
It was a school field trip. I went to a private school, so they, like that Stacker. Was a kind of a
Oh,
hardcore.
My gosh, you and your private education.
I know.
They I couldn't be
Burger
me.
King.
I went to public school.
I went to public school too.
That's why I'm dumb.
Not elementary school.
Yeah, public school is why I'm dumb.
That's my excuse, at least.
So, because you're fanning yourself,
it's hot in here. Yeah,
I need to.
It's like that Nelly song.
I need to tell everyone that I make fun of you all the time.
Oh no, you don't need to.
These two are vicious to each other.
I'm not. I just think it's
you
hilarious.
Say as I make fun of you all the time.
So Autumn, it will be perfectly room temperature in here, and Autumn is like, "Oh, it's so hot.
I'm hot blooded, man."
It's like that Foreigner song.
But then,
hot-blooded.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
Then I will walk into where your desk is, and uh-huh. you got your little heater.
That happened once, and it was like 27 degrees outside, and. Now you walk in and I have the fan going.
The weather's been really weird recently.
Yeah, it has.
Because it's been, okay, here's one day where it's 75 and then the next day it's like 30.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of...
At least this week it's looking like it's going to be consistently between 70 and 50.
Yeah. That's kind of just like, I don't want to say...
Oh, it's Kentucky weather.
I don't want to say Midwest weather because Kentucky's not really the Midwest, but like
no.
Ohio is and the weather's kind of the same in Ohio.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of that...
I think it's just like the El Nino.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Siri. Shut up.
Let me ask my Siri. Let me ask my Siri something. I need to remember how to do it. Hey, Siri. Remember the Sacagawea dollar? Oh, it's muted. Okay, cut this. My Siri is Australian. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Mine's currently Irish.
I like asking Siri what her favorite color is.
My Siri's Freaking. A boy.
Hey, Siri. What is your favorite color? Software doesn't usually get to choose one, but I'll say ruby red. What's yours?
No!
Why didn't you talk?
That's not what she normally says.
Hey Siri, what are the lyrics to Hot in Here by Nelly?
Here's what I found.
No, okay, so Siri used to say, it's sort of greenish, but with more dimensions. That's what she used to say.
Damn you, Apple, for patching the joke. Hold on, I'm going to read the lyrics to Hot in Here by Nelly.
No.
Why? This is going to be a long bleep.
Let's see.
Get your snaps ready.
Check it. Got it locked at the top of the faux seasons. Penthouse rooftop birds I'm feeding.
No you go, audience. What race is Grant?
You've got to fight for your right to partner. Well, those are white guys anyway. Whatever. It's fine.
Let me think of a rapper. Here's the like one of two white rappers.
There's three of them. They're the Beastie Boys. It's Ad Rock, Mike D, and MCA.
Eminem.
Eminem sucks. I hate Eminem.
Yeah, but he's a NF. White rapper.
Well, he sucks ass. Vanilla Ice also is terrible.
NF. NF is good.
Who?
NF.
Nacho Flay. Bobby Flay's cat.
You know what Vanilla Ivy's real name is?
It's probably like Martin Wink Martindale or something.
His real name is Robbie Van Winkle.
Who?
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, so you're related.
Somehow. Weird. Some way we're related.
That doesn't mean you're related.
Somehow, some way we are.
Do you know what Snoop Dogg's real name is? Calvin Brodus. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah, stick with the Snoop Dogg, man.
I think he will. I think he and Martha Stewart are hanging out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I watched the videos. Gordon Ramsay was like, my good friend Snoop Dogg showed me this. And have you seen that?
He's also white.
Dude, Gordon Ramsay. He's more like pink. He's like Gordon red. Ramsay,
yeah. So he takes.
He's my good friend Snoop Dogg.
No, listen. He took mint and he rolled it up and then he cut the mint and he was like, look at that. Strips. Beautiful. Full of flavor. Fragrant.
Was that, was that supposed to be Snoop Dogg?
No, that was Gordon Ramsay. Like, he was like, I learned this from my good friend Snoop, and he starts rolling the mint. Oh, it's like a
rolling
table.
Papers.
It's mint. So he took the mint leaves and was rolling the mint up.
But he's treating it like Indo.
Yeah.
I see.
God, we're white.
It's our burden to bear.
It's our burden to bear. I think the person here with the most white genetics is probably you, Autumn.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've had my genetics tested.
I should probably do that. I really need to do that.
I've got, you know, like 85% more Neanderthal than most people who take the genetic testing.
That's badass.
Yeah, that's how white I am.
But you have hooded eyes and it just confuses people.
You've got like,
they're like, I don't know.
It's the Russian. It's the Russian.
You know,
you got like magic ape powers, like Neanderthal powers,
right? Yeah,
you know, like
I'm really good at like
banging
hitting
rocks together. Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what the hell. It's just gonna, I'm gonna do that DNA test. I'm gonna
we
wait
need
like
to do it.
I'm gonna wait like a month or whatever, and it's just gonna come back. It says LOL white.
And that's essentially what mine did.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's what mine would do too. I'm very, my family is very
just
English.
Be a picture of like a jar of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. So, not a super.
It's a great podcast.
I know. We're so with it.
We were talking about Elden Ring, and then you were making fun of us.
I know. Yeah.
Then we got derailed.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
It's always my fault.
Let's have a mutiny.
Oh my god! No.